Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Okay, post-game wrap time after really a super fun, entertaining game. All this hand-wringing, which sometimes I think is overdone about pace of play in baseball. Really, the idea is to get games that look like this. I mean, that game just had so much pace and flow, and the starting pitchers are the ones who deserve most of the credit for that. And then we got drama at the end, and the Giants win the game and win the series, and they're off on the road.
They've got big-time momentum. It's a happy flight into Cleveland. But we watched two guys go at each other today that work quick. And it's such an advantage for a pitcher to work opposite a guy who has similar rhythm, especially when you like to work quick. And it was a get it and go. And both Manaea and Logan Webb, they fed off each other. And it was really fun to watch those two guys go because they were so good. You know, they both scored upon early. I mean, Webb gives up one run on the first, shut the door, 7-0s. They got to Manaea in the second for two. And then that's all he would give up. It's just, you know, to me, those games are the essence of what makes our game great. Because there's drama on every pitch. Look, there wasn't a lot of drama last night after the second inning. It was a 10-1 lead. There was drama on every pitch today, and it was exciting. I love it. I love what Logan Webb is doing right now. He is rewriting the record books every time he goes out there, and he just doesn't think he can lose. And that's a great way to be when you're a professional athlete.
I can do without the drama in the night.
Yeah.
I mean, really, seriously.
Runner at first, two outs, one and two, you're kind of thinking, okay, yeah. Well, you know, the little infield hit, he's going to get through it, and then no.
No, geez. And, you know, all the guys that are coming up are guys that can, with one swing of the bat,
can do it.
Just give them the lead. So, yeah, I can do without the drama in the night. It took so much out of Mike and I that we're just not going to go on the trip. The hell with it.
That's it.
Going through the eighth inning, you guys had your bags packed. You were ready to go.
We were
going to
be sitting right next to you guys in D.C. And nope, we're not going. The hell with it.
I wouldn't expect maybe in a couple of weeks Camilo Duval will have a big beard going.
It had that sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And the defense today, you know, Mike was talking about the starting pitching. The defense today was... That's a big part of having a game like this, the play at the plate early, and then the defensive positioning. The Giants just, you know, Darren Ruff and Austin Slater out in the outfield. Wilmer Flores was perfectly positioned for a line drive to him.
Well, the other thing, too, is if Crawford's going to get a day off, you'd like to have somebody that can make the plays at short, and Dubon did that
today.
Yeah, he was good.
So, anyway.
But I think you're always going to see your best defense with a guy that works quick, especially a sinker baller. And they played well for Logan Webb today.
Yeah.
Pretty good game. I was into it.
Giants' shortest nine-inning game last year was 223, so this was 211. This was way shorter than any game they had all last year.
I mean, look, if you don't have so much drama in the ninth, it would have been a lot shorter.
It was close to a two-hour game. Yeah. Was about to be.
Yeah, so, 2 hours, 11 minutes, 48 minutes in the top of the ninth.
And you look around the ballpark, people don't want to go yet.
They don't.
You know, they're
done. I will meet them all on the Bay Bridge, though, I can assure
you. Yes, you will. Wave to them, will you?
We'll have a party.
Put your name in the car. If you see Kipe's name, just
part the
ways. Out of his way a little bit.
Yeah. Move over to the side.
Let me give that a try.
Yeah. See how you do.
Smoothie.
Work. It could work.
It could work. You're right. Absolutely.
Worth a try. All right, let's take our break. We'll pick players when we come back. All right, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick players before we get on the bus to go to the airport, some of us at least, to Cleveland. You going to miss the trip to Cleveland, Kite?
Absolutely, I'm going to miss it.
A lot of people. A lot of people will be asking about you in Cleveland.
Well, I hope so. you don't ever want to be just that forgotten guy, right? Yeah. But
anyway. I know the Dwayne's dames will be standing in the airport.
Absolutely.
Disappointed.
Woohoo!
You think they still think they're holding out hope that maybe you're going to step off that airplane?
They're all in homes by now. So. come on. No. Yeah, I will definitely miss it. And plus, I think I told John this, I really enjoy the ballpark. It's a good park.
It is a great park.
It's a nice park.
So.
And we weren't there. The Giants were there, 14 years ago? But the last I heard, that drummer is still there.
I think he is.
Yeah. But now it's a Guardian. Does he have to come up with a new tune?
Ooh, boy, that's a good question. I don't know, John.
That's an excellent question.
That'll be something that you can find out on Friday.
Do a little reporting.
We'll be on that story.
Pass it along, will you?
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Mike, you want to make a player of the game pick first for us?
I do. I'm going to take the catcher today, Kirk Casale. I thought that he really directed traffic so well today. I mean, handled Logan Webb beautifully. I don't know if Webb shook him off. I mean, he has so much trust in Casale, and he... he was working the umpire. I mean, Rob Drake, every time he wanted to go inside to a left-handed hitter, you can see him set the target and then kind of move over and tap him on the leg, say, I'm coming that way. And just the little things that he does, he's just really good. And a day that he didn't do a whole lot offensively, he was brilliant behind the plate. So I'm going to take Kirk Casale. And then, he managed to harness the beast with Camilo Duval in the ninth inning. He went out there and along with Andrew Bailey, and they got him calmed down with the bases loaded, and he got a big strikeout. So good for Kirk Casale.
Good pick.
All right.
Really good pick. Well, I'm going to take a Farhan find, and that's Luke Williams.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Luke Williams was. I mean, until this year. But he played a really nice third base, and he got the big hit. So Luke Williams.
He had to make two really good plays over there at third.
He did, and one to open up the ninth.
Exactly. That was the scouting report on him. Hey, you can throw him at a bunch of different places, and he's going to – handle himself well. That was sort of proof of it.
He looks with the hair like a California guy.
Totally looks like a California. Yeah. Was he a good interview?
Well, we don't do the interview.
I know, but were you listening?
No. We're actually taping our segment.
Oh, you're taping. Well, okay. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
He looked good. Would. Doing it, though. We could see him on the monitor.
It's a better story if we just... No, we don't listen to that stuff, Dave. Why would we do that? Jeez. But no. So, anyway.
All right, good pick, Luke Williams. John still is left to go, but I'm taking Logan Webb. He's still out there.
Of course.
God, he's so fun to watch. And, it's easy to forget. It was only a year ago where we were still wondering, is he going to become the guy we all think he can be? And he has become that guy and more. Yep. He's just a stud.
He is.
As it stands right now, if you play it out, we'll be in New York for Webb Scherzer in the series against the Mets on this upcoming road trip. That's pretty good, doesn't it?
That's called doing your homework, Dave.
I've been doing my homework. Yeah.
Good job.
I'm impressed.
I am impressed.
Hey, right now, he's can't miss TV. I mean, you want to see this kid. I mean, he is something else.
And radio. Can't miss radio, too.
That's right.
You can't.
He's can't miss radio.
Logan Webb, he's my guy. I just figured since we're doing a radio show right now at this moment.
Well, you guys paint a picture like it's TV, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Good comeback,
exactly.
Mike.
Yeah.
Logan Webb.
All right. Well, there's so many other guys. Name one. Just wait a minute. I got it. I'm going with Mauricio Dubon.
Very good.
Because the right guy. Crawford was not in there, and Dubon, I thought he had a very nice game at shortstop. He also got a base hit that fueled that rally, the two-run rally, the only runs they got, which was big. And there was something going on there. Mania came set at the belt and then stood there for, 45 seconds, didn't throw the pitch, and finally timeout was called. Then he got back in, threw the pitch, boom, base hit right away. And then that was the winning run. He scored the winning run. I thought he was a little faster than he looked when he was thrown out by Machado in the seventh inning. So I don't know what happened to him there or whatever. But anyway, nice game for Dubon. And
very nice.
Yeah, I think you could explain that with Machado's atomic arm. You know, he's got the best arm in the National League in the
infield. Great arm. And Gabe Kapler said in his pregame show about the bunt last night. He says, Dubon's a guy, every day he's trying to show that he should be here. He's trying to prove himself every single day. So he said, those guys, they could have defended against the bunt. They were defending with their overshifts and diving for ground balls and whatnot. If he didn't do all that, then okay, I'll tell him not to bunt or whatever. So anyway, he was defending his guy anyway, but I think the key there was he's trying every day to prove that he belongs here. So,
well, he proved it today.
Today he looked like a guy who belongs.
So. He did.
Good game. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, we're traveling today. Giants are off tomorrow. Rest, recover, recuperate, all that stuff. And then three games against a Cleveland team that, I mean, you know, everybody's talking about they traded away all these guys, didn't sign anybody. Well, they're playing really well right now, and they're swinging the bats. So be a challenge for the Giants this weekend.
Plus, they have the hottest man in baseball.
He's a Bay Area guy, Stephen Kwan. He's, like, sensational, and he grew up, I think he was born in Los Gatos maybe, and he went to high school in Fremont. He's a Bay Area guy.
He went 0-for-4 today, and his average plummeted. He's only hitting .526 now.
Ooh!
Either he struck out for the first time or he swung and missed for the first time today.
Yeah. He hadn't had a swing and miss all year.
So it happened today, and it ended up being a foul ball that the catcher caught.
Could be, yeah.
So he's got to be psyched because he knows those games will be televised back here.
I think he's...
And they'll also be on the radio.
On the radio.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Painting pictures on the radio.
4:10 p.m.
Yeah, don't miss it. Yeah. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. And we'll see you guys when we get home.
Have a safe trip, guys.
Great. John has the highlights right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.